In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. We just heard the beginning of the Gospel of Matthew, which came to be the beginning of the New Testament. It should be noted that the Gospel of Matthew does not begin with words along the lines of once upon a time, but with the words, the book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. If you read the book of Genesis especially, you find this phrase repeated several times when it introduces a new figure, or basically a new chapter in the history of God's people. St. Matthew traces Christ's human genealogy from Abraham to David, and from David to the Babylonian captivity, and from the captivity to Christ. And so, by doing so, he's placing Christ squarely in the midst of a real human history of the people of Israel. And these events are the big events in the life of Israel. The calling of Abraham and his covenant with God, where God promised that through him all the nations would be blessed. The establishment of the kingdom or the monarchy, which David was the prime example of, and a messianic prototype or type of Christ. And then you had the Babylonian captivity, which we talked about last week, one of the crucial events that you need to understand if you understand the Old Testament and really the whole Bible. And then from the captivity to Christ. In St. John's Gospel, he speaks of Christ's divine origins, and he begins with the words, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." St. John also is echoing back to Genesis, and he's actually beginning his Gospel with the very same first words that the book of Genesis began with. But even though he's focusing on Christ's divine origins, he's also placing Christ in history because he says, "In the beginning was the Word." He didn't say, "In the beginning the Word began to be." He said, "In the beginning was the Word." Christ is eternal, but time had a definite beginning. In Luke's Gospel, he makes it very clear in several places that Christ was a real man and was part of a real human history. In Luke chapter 2, beginning with verse 1, he says, "And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child." There was a real Cyrenius who was governor of Syria, and that points to a particular time. There was a real Caesar Augustus who called that all the world should be taxed. Last week we talked about the prophet Haggai, and how he foretold of Christ's coming. And he said, "Once more I shall shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land, and I will shake all the nations, and the desire of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord of hosts." Christ's genealogy reminds us of the many great men and women of the Old Testament. And throughout the Nativity fast, we've been reminded of the prophets who foretold of Christ's coming. But when we come to the Gospels, we see that Christ was born of the Virgin Mary in the humblest of circumstances. And yet this little child born in a manger has indeed shaken all the nations. We just celebrated the secular New Year of the year 2014. The earth is not 2014 years old, as one mistaken teenager on Twitter said and then was skewered by all of her friends and it went viral. No, the earth is not 2014 years old. Why are we celebrating the year 2014? It's 2014 years from the time that Christ came into this world and was born of the Virgin Mary. So we mark time by Christ's birth. Christ has come and all human history has been forever changed by his coming. Myths are cosmic dramas that have only a symbolic connection with the real world. Myths are also usually view reality in terms of cycles that repeat over and over again. So you have myths about the cycle of crops and that sort of thing. But the Bible is very clear history that has a beginning and it points to an end. It's also not a fairy tale. Fairy tales are cute stories. They may teach you a valuable moral lesson, but they begin with phrases, as I said, once upon a time, not in a particular time, a particular person who was a real person did such and such. Within real history, Christ came in the fullness of time, as St. Paul says. In other words, when everything was ready for Christ to come onto the world stage, all the things that were necessary, God had arranged. There was a universal language that the Western world spoke at that time. The language was Greek, and that enabled the gospel to spread very quickly. And there was also an empire that brought peace to that area of the world, and so the spread of the gospel was unhindered by national boundaries or languages. Christ has come to save us, and his coming demands a response from us. He has come to shake us from our selfish and worldly focus, to change us and to save us. Let us open our hearts to him and recognize him as our King and our God. Amen.